for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm Lewis Wallace. The Downtown Dayton Arcade is a notorious building because of its beautiful design, but also because it's been empty for 25 years now. Why So Curious took a look at the future of the arcade, and along the way, I heard this powerful personal story about it. I was interviewing David Bohart, who's the director of St. Vincent de Paul and a co-chair of the Arcade Task Force. And he had these memories of the arcade in the 1960s. He'd go there as a teen and walk past
a fresh meat market, a butcher shop, a fresh fish market.
Kind of something for everyone.
A place that specialized in about 10 or 11 different kinds of popcorn, which was the reason I was going.
And most importantly, he says,
The arcade was not segregated.
At a time when most things still were. He remembers that the number 7 bus would pick up African-American women from downtown who were going to the suburbs to clean houses for the day. They'd come back in the afternoon, right when he went to the arcade with friends after leaving school at Chaminade. And he has this one memory.
I was in the arcade. I was eating a cooking oil-soaked bag of popcorn. And a woman, an African-American woman, came by, and I think she was just coming back downtown from having worked out in the South because she had what looked like a uniform on. And she said, "Young man, you really are enjoying that popcorn, aren't you?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I am. How are you?" And we got to talking, and I'm the oldest of 11 children, and for some reason she asked me about my family, and when I told her I was the oldest of 11, then she had a big family, and we just talked for a while.
The woman's name was Helen, and the reason David Bohart remembers this 2 or 3 minute conversation, he says this was the first time he ever had a conversation with someone who wasn't white. And growing up in his big family in East Dayton, she was somebody he could identify with.
I know Helen did for a living what my mom did for a living. Except my mom didn't travel, right? She took care of and managed a house with 13 people in it, and it beat her up physically and mentally in every other way.
He thinks this one conversation in the arcade with Helen is part of why he got involved with social justice.
I'm probably making the experience more important today than it ever struck me at the time. But I remember that. I remember it really vividly.
David Bohart's story made me think about public space. Where and how do we come together, especially with people from different backgrounds than us? What public spaces exist today and what's missing? Get in touch with your thoughts. You can email or call or find us on Facebook. And you can see the whole Why So Curious story about the arcade at WYSO.org. I'm Lewis Wallace for WYSO.